News Radio 850 KOA, Denver. Colorado's own.
Tonight is Passover, and I get the chance now to talk with local rabbi Jamie Korngold. She's got a brand new book out just in the past week called The God Upgrade. Good morning, Rabbi.
Hi, April. Thanks so much for having me on the program.
Oh, thanks for coming on. You're a female rabbi, which has got to be something like being a female football coach or something. Is it a very elite club?
It's getting less elite. When I was a rabbi in Canada, I was the seventh female rabbi in the country. But here in Boulder, it's very common. There's actually quite a few female rabbis.
And you're also an adventure rabbi. What does that mean?
As an adventure rabbi, the Adventure Rabbi Synagogue Without Walls is a cutting-edge synagogue for the 21st century, and we use the outdoors as a spiritual springboard to enliven our Jewish experience.
So things like Passover on the rocks in Moab, right?
Exactly, and the Sabbath climbing mountain peaks.
Is that what you're doing tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
For Passover, we are in Moab, Utah, with about 120 people who have flown in from around the country to be with us on this wonderful retreat where we return to the desert where Passover originally came from.
Is the adventure aspect also a way to make religion maybe more exciting and palatable to young people?
You know, a lot of us are trying to create spiritual moments inside a church or a synagogue, and it's kind of hard to do. So we took it outside. You know, it dawned on me that we could take religion outside where it's easy to have a spiritual experience rather than trying so hard between the walls. And back in 2001, my friend Bernice asked me to perform a conversion ceremony in the base of the Grand Canyon, which was her Holy of Holies. And it was an amazing experience, and that was what inspired the creation of the Adventure Rabbi program.
I was talking to one of my Jewish friends in the newsroom earlier, and she said, you know what, it's really hard to become a Jew. And I thought that was interesting, because you look at Christianity, it's extremely easy to convert to become a Christian. And when you look at Judaism, you've got to read and study and learn and test and even perform in front of other people. It's almost like the Jewish religion doesn't want converts unless you're 200% dedicated. Would you agree with that?
You know, I think that Judaism is first and foremost a family. Christianity got started around a belief, you know, and you could say on some level that if you believe in this, you're a Christian, and if you don't believe, then you're not a Christian. You could actually come up with a sentence there. But Judaism began as a family, you know, and so it's in some ways it's more difficult to learn how to become part of a family. So I think that is why the perception might be that it's harder.
What do you want people to think about with Easter around the corner, Passover tonight, and tell us about the God Upgrade?
You know, Passover is a fascinating holiday because it's been embraced by both Christians and Jews. And ostensibly, the holiday is about God reaching down here with his outstretched arm and liberating the Israelites from Egypt. But even people that don't think that God actually comes down here and meddles in the day-to-day affairs of we humans, even those people still have taken on this holiday. So it's a great example of how religion can make our lives more meaningful, even if we don't believe in a God that intervenes in our daily lives. If you think about what this holiday of Passover offers, it's all about freedom. It's about cultivating compassion for those who are not yet free. It's about our personal responsibility to work towards freedom. And then, of course, it is family, friends, and food. So it is all the makings of a great holiday, even if you don't believe in a God that can intervene in our daily lives.
Rabbi, we can see you speak and sign your books at Boulder Books later this week on the 20th and then next week on the 27th at Tattered Cover on Colfax. Have a great time.
Thank you so much, April.
Happy Passover and have fun in Moab.
Thank you.
754 on 850 KOA. Hey, go to our website this morning, 850KOA.com. You want to get a little sneak peek as